1450 WOL, where information is power.
You don't usually get a stock tip from a 16-year-old, but I'm here to tell you about a different kind of stock. It's called Better Futures, a stock for social change that's not about making money. Instead, you invest to help students like me go to college. This is beyond a simple donation. It's the opportunity for America to invest in its kids and take an active stake in the future of the country. The return on your investment isn't money. What you get back is knowing you protected our potential. So one day, that potential can grow up to become surgeons and architects, executives and engineers, people who can change the future just by being a part of it. My name is Alicia, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. A public service announcement brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today...
The only thing I didn't learn...
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn those earrings today. I like those earrings. Gabby has those awesome earrings. I need to ask her where she got those, but that's just what she would want me to do. I'll have Michaela ask her for me.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Yeah, but then Michaela will be like, why don't you just ask her yourself? That's just like Michaela.
Sarah, buckle up.
Michaela's such a great name. I wish I was called Michaela. There's like a dozen Sarahs in my class.
Hey, we're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh yeah, seatbelt. I forget sometimes because my brain is like busy, you know? I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
Sometimes it can be tough to get through to your kids, but it's not impossible. Always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Remember, you have the keys, you have the power. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell is sponsored by Equity Resource, a development, construction, and investment firm that is transforming properties throughout the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Our mission is to develop properties at a high level of value, a low risk of investment, while providing impeccable service to our customers. When you're ready to sell, renovate, or invest in a property, choose Equity Resource. Call us today at 202-621-6632 or visit our website, equityresource.net.
News Talk 1450 WOL, Washington, D.C. A Radio
like
1 station and worldwide at WOLDCnews.com.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
Hello. Welcome to Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. I'm your host, Attorney Ethel Mitchell. Welcome to all who are listening live over the lawtalkwithethelmitchell.com website, Radio 1, 1450 AM, WLDCnews.com, and over the free TuneIn app. We have a great program for you today. Over the past couple of weeks, we've been discussing entertainment law, and the importance of protecting intellectual property. Noted entertainment attorney Lita Rosario helped us to understand the blurred lines and Marvin Gaye estate case and how it will impact the music industry, what artists and writers need to know. Noted intellectual property attorney Andrea Evans helped us to explore the importance of protecting intellectual property, such as music, words, phrases, inventions, symbols, and more. Today we're going to discuss lessons that we might learn from the wills, trust, and estate documents of famous people, like the estate of Marvin Gaye, Miles Davis, Judy Garland, Sammy Davis Jr., Jack Kennedy, and others. So it should be a very, very interesting program. I think it's going to be good. This program is brought to you by my law office, Wills and Trust, LLC, where I prepare wills, trust, power of attorneys, advanced medical directives, and other estate documents. So if you or someone you know needs a will or a trust or assistance in administering an estate, call me at 202-772-1988. That's 202-772-1988. Law is powerful. It can help you or it can hurt you. It impacts everything we do. What you don't know can really hurt you, but what you do know can empower you. Each week, this program, Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell, aims to empower you by bringing you professionals who know the law to inform you. But remember, what you hear on this program is for information purposes only. No attorney-client relationship is established by anything said on this program. Each person's circumstances are different, and you must seek individual counsel for any situation for which you need legal advice. And remember, all of our programs are archived on lawtalkwithethelmitchell.com. So if you missed a program or you just wanted to hear a program again, you can go there, you can tell your friends to go there, and all of the programs are posted by my webmaster, Earl Hook. My executive producer, Stacy Royster, is standing by to receive your calls at 1-800-450-7876. That's 1-800-450-7876. So let's get started. During some of my previous programs, we have talked about ways to own title to property, life estates, transfer on death deeds, power of attorneys, advanced medical directives, wills and trusts, trusts for minors, how to care for those who are disabled. Since the feedback has been really great on this and on the recent programs on entertainment law and intellectual property, I decided to focus today's programs on lessons that we can learn from the wills and estate documents of famous people. Years ago, when I used to be on the Mobetta Man program, and quite a few of you remember me from that, I did a program on the wills of famous people. You can go online, actually, and get, which is where I got these wills from, the will of Jack Kennedy, the will of Lou Rawls, the will of Sammy Davis Jr., the wills of Miles Davis, the wills of, you know, really famous people. And I'm going to use these today as kind of teaching, learning documents to try to show you how you individually can use your own will, your own trust to accomplish what is important in your life. So this should be very interesting. And I want you to call in and ask questions if you have them. Again, that number is 1-800-450-7876, 1-800-450-7876. I'm going to flip the script, or as we say on this program, we're going to flip the mic, and my executive producer, Stacy Royster, is going to have a conversation with me and ask me some questions as my co-host. Stacy, how are you?
Good morning. Hi, Ethel.
Good morning.
And good morning, everyone. Well, I'm excited. The last couple of weeks, and especially, we've learned so much about some of the recent developments associated with entertainers and, mm-hmm. and their estate documents and mm-hmm. wills, or lack thereof in some cases. So most of you know a lot about attorney Ethel Mitchell, our host, but let me just share a little bit about her with those of you who don't. She has more than 20 years of legal experience, and Attorney Mitchell has distinguished herself as a leading practitioner focusing on wills, trusts, estate planning, and probate. She is a sought-after legal advisor and frequent legal affairs orator. Ms. Mitchell is a member of the Bar Associations of Maryland, Washington, D.C., Virginia, Texas, United States, Virgin Islands, and Ghana. Attorney Mitchell completed undergraduate studies at Fisk University, and she received her Juris Doctorate degree from Columbia Law School, and then served as law clerk to Chief Judge Christian in St. Thomas, U.S. Virgin Islands. A consummate believer in continued learning and exchange of ideas, Attorney Mitchell attended the National Bar Association's annual convention in Atlanta, and in May of 2014, she participated in the American Bar Association's Advanced Skills for Estate Planners course held at the New York University School of Law. Attorney Mitchell, thank you for sharing your expertise on this side this morning.
My pleasure. This should be fun.
So as you said at the top of the show, we're going to discuss lessons learned from wills, estate, and estate documents of famous people. Mm-hmm. So this should be interesting. First, remind us, you always speak of three documents that every adult should have.
Let's start there. That's a good one. Every adult needs to have a power of attorney, power of attorney, advanced medical directive, and a will. Not everybody needs a trust, but you do need a will. The power of attorney takes care of you if, God forbid, you become incapacitated and somebody needs to do take care of your legal affairs, pay your bills, do things like that. In fact, I want to mention this. I was at an event with Attorney Chapman, Chapman Henderson, during the week, and she mentioned something that I had thought about, but I wanted to share with my listeners, and that is college students, when they go off to school, if they are 18, needs to give their parents a power of attorney and an advanced medical directive so that if, again, God forbid, they got sick in a car accident, they got hurt or whatever, their parents would have the authority to get their medical records. Because once they become adults, you no longer have the authority to get their records and take care of them.
So that's over the age of 18.
That's right. Okay. That's right. Because under, they're still minors.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So this is something that, you know, we don't talk about much, but when you send your kids off to school and they get over 18, you want them to give you a power of attorney. Okay, or you want to have a power of attorney prepared for them that would authorize you, if they got sick, to take care of their medical care and to deal with their legal and financial matters. And you may even consider having a will, but at the very least have those documents.
That's very interesting. Again,
yeah, I never thought about it.
A lot of parents probably don't.
Never thought of it. And, well, I had thought of it, but when Cheryl brought it up, I thought that's an excellent idea. And she's beginning to do that with her clients, and so I'm passing it on to my listeners and hope that people will, you know, follow up on that. But it's important. Secondly, and tangentially to that, is the medical directive. You want to have somebody who is able to talk to your doctors, to make medical decisions for you, and to authorize your care, to transfer you and to, you know, change your doctors if necessary, make sure that you get the kind of care that your parent or whoever you would want to have. And if you're in a coma or something, somebody needs to be able to do that for you.
Absolutely.
Okay, because if you don't, and it gets really bad, courts can get involved, you have to get a guardian, and then strangers are in charge of your care, and you don't want to do that, okay? Lastly, or as important, is the will, okay? The will is where you say who gets your stuff, basically, and who is in charge of it, and that's really important.
And again, you don't have to have a lot of money.
You do not have to have a lot of money at all,
to have
to have a will, but you know your family, you know who's going to do it right, and you want to make sure that what you do leave is going to be taken care of properly, okay? So let's go on into, this is a good segue into, and let's do Marvin Gaye first.
I was about to say, I'm excited. You know, everybody is familiar, of course, with the Blurred Lines case. And
let me first speak to something that people don't realize.
when you die, you leave a legacy, whether you're aware of it or not, okay? You may think, I don't have much. I got this old house. I got, you know, maybe a little money in the bank. But that's your stuff. And if you take care of it properly, if you do a will, if you do your beneficiary designations, you can make sure that those you love have access to it. And if you have assets such as, certainly if you have a home, presumably that home is going to last, okay? But certainly if you're an artist, like a Marvin Gaye, or a painter, an author, the reason why Marvin Gaye's family was able to, let's see, he died a long time ago, 1984. I actually have a copy of the petition that was filed in the estate of Marvin Gaye.
And anybody can access these records?
Yeah, they're public records.
Public records, okay.
Public records. Now, I got them online. There's some company years ago, okay. I found that will, you order them and you can get copies of these records.
Okay.
Okay? But one of the things about a probate is it is a public proceeding. Mm-hmm. It's a public record.
Okay.
Okay? Now, Marvin Gaye died without a will.
Mm-hmm.
He did not have a will. And when you die without a will, see, the law says how your assets are to be distributed. It also says, you know, what your bills are, what your assets are. And so by looking at the estate of Marvin Gaye, which was filed in 1984 in Los Angeles County, the Superior Court of California, County of Los Angeles, California, the estate of Marvin Gaye Jr. Was probated. It was opened. It says who was appointed as his personal representative. It said what his assets were. It lists all the money he had in the bank from all the various banks. It also listed all of his debts, who were his creditors. It allowed creditors to come in and file a claim, which is how probate works. And this is, I want people to learn that this is how the process works. It allows, if somebody says that you owe them money, they have the right to come in and file a lawsuit or file a claim, it's called in that instance, and say, this person died, but they owed me money.
And that's usually within a certain number of days.
Within a certain number. Well, usually it's 6 months.
6 months,
okay. And so there were certain people that did come forth and say that Marvin Gaye owed them this money, and those claims were presumably adjudicated one way or the other, and some resolution of them was had. Now, the reason that his estate back from 1984 to now could then file a suit against Blurred Lines was because somebody is a, you can always become reauthorized by the court to represent the estate, okay? And when you do that, then you can go after the assets or claim, as the estate did, with Blurred Lines and say, hey, this is an asset, it belongs to the estate, and so I want what's part of the estate, and then it will be distributed according to the terms of the court.
Okay? When we come back, thank you, Attorney Mitchell. When we come back, we're going to dig deeper into what actually is in those documents.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be right back.
Okay. Okay.
1450 WOL, where information is power.
Moving today or tomorrow and not sure who to call? Well, your worries are over. Ted's Moving and Hauling at 301-254-8221 is your one-stop place to call when you need to move from your apartment, home, or office. Ted's Moving and Hauling is one of the best, with experienced and professional movers to handle all your needs with no job too large or too small. Ted's can do it all. Call now to find out more. 301-254-8221. That's 301-254-8221. Need something hauled away? Ted can do that too. Ted's Moving and Hauling is one of the best, and with some of the best prices in town. So if you need to move uptown, downtown, or out of town, call Ted's Moving and Hauling today at 301-254-8221. That's 301-254-8221. That's Ted's Moving and Hauling. Moving you from your home, office, or church. Call Ted's today at 301-254-8221.
was tired of the games.
The one time I trusted love at first sight, I got blindsided when I found out he was married.
I mean, come on, really. When is enough enough?
I know I'm attracted to thugs, but when you said your name was Killer, I didn't know you were a killer.
Right. Now, ladies, after you finish dealing with all those busters, then comes this dude.
I love when men don't pay attention to their woman. It just opens the door for me to walk right in.
Ain't that a mess? Well, I don't know about you, but I smell trouble in Jacarius Johnson's new hit stage play, Things Your Man Won't Do. Starring from The Temptations, it's Leon. From Martin, it's Tashina Arnold. Also starring from Stomp the Yard, Brian White. And Tasha Mack is back.
This is Wendy Raquel Robinson. And honey, y'all ain't seen funny until you've seen me in Jacarius Johnson's Things Your Man Won't Do.
March 27th to the 29th at the Warner Theater. Tickets available at Ticketmaster and the box office.
Now get your tickets.
As I went through school, one giant question loomed over me. What did I want to be? But in order to know what I wanted to be, I had to first decide what I wanted to make. I wanted to make more. So I became a teacher. Now I make learning a privilege, not a chore. And frustration, a tool, not an obstacle. I make working hard seem easy, and giving up, impossible. I make an old subject feel like a fresh thought, and unconventional methods common. I make material things less important, and little things like patience and kindness count. I make weekdays more exciting than weekends, and classrooms feel like anything but. I make things different, which is all I ever hoped for. I'm a teacher. I make more.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
Welcome, NBA fans. Tonight's NBA.
Man, nothing beats seeing an NBA game in person.
Hey, buddy, thanks again for driving. So, where are our seats?
Oh, we're sitting right around the corner.
Hey, but before we do anything, let me stop for a second at the designated driver booth and make the pledge.
Excuse me, sir. Did you say designated driver?
Yeah, I'm the designated driver tonight.
Congratulations, you are a winner. And for being the designated driver and always buckling up every trip, every time, you have won the adoration of your friends and family who will get home safely from the game.
Cool.
Your prize also includes the gratitude of all of the drivers on the road who won't have to fear for their lives. And finally, you've won the chance to follow your favorite NBA team to the NBA Finals because responsibility has its rewards.
Woo! Yeah!
To find out more, visit the designated driver booth at the arena or visit rhir.org. A message from this station and Team Coalition.
News Talk 1450 WOL AM, where information is power.
Good morning and welcome back to Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. This is Stacey Royster, executive producer, serving as co-host today.
Yes.
And we are talking with our excellent host extraordinaire, who is our guest today, Attorney Ethel Mitchell. As you know, she specializes in wills, trust, estate, probate, and estate planning. And today we're talking about, or should I say, expanding our discussion on entertainment law and protecting intellectual property, and just going deeper into Attorney Mitchell's area. And so we're talking about the wills and estate documents of famous people. So we started out talking a bit about Marvin Gaye, and now who's up next?
Let's move on to, well, let me just finish with Marvin Gaye. The point I'm trying to make with talking about Marvin Gaye is to tell people you empower yourselves by having an estate, and if you have a home, if you have assets, if you have property, whether it's intellectual property or otherwise, that you want your family to benefit from, by empowering and naming somebody to take care of that for you. You see what I mean?
Very important.
So that means that 20 odd years later,
I can't remember her name.
Paula Deen, right. Yeah, you remember she said one word. And then this latest, they call him a black hole.
Yeah.
And that's what she said. And you know, he said, oh, that's all right. That's all right. He didn't say
that. He's making money. Right.
But that's what I'm saying. They are puppets for whatever they want them to be.
All right. Yeah. Well, if you have an opinion, feel free to call in 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. Get in on the conversation.
And that's why our culture going backwards, because that's all
very true.
They're gonna push whatever they want, and all they care about is our money. You know, most of them, you know, because they know we're going to follow the fad. We're going to buy the product. We're going to do the thing. You know, we're going to do whatever, you know. I mean, whatever.
Right. You know? But it's not